I'm James Herson, and this is Herson on Hollywood. Oliver Stone. He's got some secret history on Hitler and Stalin that he wants to share. Stone is making a new documentary series that he claims will place Hitler and Stalin in context. The director apparently has difficulty recognizing when authentic evil manifests itself. His latest project is called The Secret History of America. It's a 10-part documentary series for Showtime, and it has a trailer with Stone saying that, quote, "You cannot approach history unless you have empathy for the person you may hate," close quote. In a press conference at the Television Critics Association, Stone explained that people shouldn't be judged as only bad or good. In his words, he thinks Hitler was an easy scapegoat throughout history. Stopping short of doing a rendition of Springtime for Hitler, Stone went on to announce his softer side of Stalin plans. He says he doesn't want to paint Joe Stalin as a hero, but then again, he does want to, quote, "tell a more factual representation," close quote. And he notes that Stalin fought the German war machine more than any single person. How did Ollie gain his sunny understanding of two vile dictators? He was somehow able to walk in their shoes, or so he claims. Walk in their shoes? I think he meant to say goose step. One more thing. He wants to have secret history used by schools so that our young people will be able to think the wobbly way he does. And he doesn't expect conservatives to be pleased about it at all. He specifically said Rush Limbaugh wouldn't like this history, and he expects to get what he calls ignorant attacks. Which begs the question, who's the real ignoramus? For Herson on Hollywood, that's a wrap.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science.